Welcome to Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, broadcasting at dreamvision7radio.com and 1510 AM NBC Sports Radio Boston. You are tuned to the Gayest Star Crystal Radio Hour, where uplifting musical inspiration meets creative innovation, with your hosts, Miriam Massaro, Tom Fair, and Robert Sherwood. Recorded live at Singing Brook Studios in the foothills of the Berkshire Mountains of Western Massachusetts. For your pure enjoyment.
Ah, you never know what life's got in store. Ah, you never know what life's got in store. Ah, you never know what life's got in store. Ah,
June 30th, Gayest Star Crystal Radio Hour, beautiful summer day. We have a special guest, Jaunt, singer-songwriter from England, living in Halifax, Nova Scotia. We just met yesterday, and here we are, playing fabulous music together.
Yeah. I never know what life's got in store. So I'm taking the time with you. I never know what life's got in store. I never know what life's got in store. Take the time with me, I'll take the time with you. I'll take the time with you. Things don't turn out like you thought they would. Sit around feeling blue. Things that might have come. Take your time, think it through. I'm taking my time with you.
I never know what life's got in store. I'm taking my time with you.
Take the time with you. I've got these noises in my head. I just don't know what to do unless I give them to you. But maybe mumbling something, you're drumming your fingers like the rain and those are coming. Yeah, mumbling, fumbling, strumming something's in the drumming of your fingers like the rain and those are coming. When you look around the walls of my town, I feel my head driven into the cobbles on the ground. The beach is out of reach, so the lessons that she teaches, the conclusion I reach. Don't laugh, clumsy, mighty creatures. Baby, take all the time with me. Oh, come on and climb my. Baby, take all the time with me. Oh, come on and climb my tree. Baby, take all the time with me. Never keeps its shape. You sit around feeling blue about all the things it's come past their sell by day. I wanna take your time, think it through. through, baby. Take your time, think it through. I'm taking my time with you. Think it through.
I'm taking my time with you.
Life's got in store. Oh, you never know what life's got in store. Yeah. Oh, you never know what life's got in store. Oh, you never know, you never know, you never know,
you never know.
Don't walk down the street, play a song to a new friend. His friend starts to cry, he says, I need to get to a gig. Says, can you give me a ride? I need to go into the sunshine, down the street to this forest, a place called the Berkshire. See some old friends, we're gonna play music to the forest and the water rolling by. I said, yeah, I got nothing to do with my day, I'll take you, my friend. I went back to his flat, made a couple of calls, and then we got into the car, started rolling along in the sunshine. I rolled the windows down, felt everything going back, nothing going through my mind. Just feeling so sweet, so full of love, so full of Dharma, so full of this moment, so full of everything I've ever known. Everything clear, everything free, everything uncoiled, everything going, everything true, and everything nice, everything beautiful, everything joy, everything full of love, because I was there and I was free and I was loving you and I was giving love and I was feeling and I was holding and I was golden and I was loving it. Then I met my new friends down by the riverside, and they started setting up the amps, they started making the salad, and they started singing their songs, and I sat there on the rug. How lucky am I to be sat here in this world, the sun shining down, there's love in my heart, my golden feeling, nothing ever going wrong, nothing ever goes wrong, nothing ever going wrong, nothing ever going wrong. So, hi guys, hi, welcome, and thanks for having me on the show.
Welcome.
I'm glad I didn't have it in the diary, but I guess it was in the sort of celestial diary.
yeah,
I don't know. So, if you were listening to that last song at the end, I kind of just tried to give a little bit of a story about how I met Burry in the street last night and yesterday during the day in Northampton, and I just got out of this 10-day Vipassana retreat in Shelburne Falls, and I was feeling pretty full of love and present and happy and blissful. And I was walking down the street with my guitar, because I figured walking around Northampton with my guitar on would be quite a good way to meet someone and have a good. And so I went to the juice bar, and then I had a text from my friend I was supposed to be taking home in the car, and he wasn't coming anymore. So I was totally free just for the adventure to unfold. And within 5 minutes, I've walked past this sort of musicy looking place, and on the steps there was this tall guy talking to a woman, and we sort of looked at each other, I was like, hi, and he was like, hi, and I walked over and I said, oh, I'll play your song if you like. And they're like, okay, and I played them this song, Teardrops and Pennies, which we'll play later, and his friend Jackie started crying because it was the first song I'd played after Vipassana, so obviously a pretty sort of sensitive.
Oh,
and I was like really into it as well. I was like, oh my god, this is so nice to play guitar. And Burry's like, oh man, great. And he's a musician, obviously, as well. And he's like, I've got this gig I've got to get to, and I can't get out to it. And I was like, well, I'll take you. And he's like, what? I said, I'll take you. And he said, so I just need to buy some avocados and tomatoes so I can have something to eat beforehand. Anyway, but not to get into the nitty gritty of the story, because you've only got a short amount of time. So then we get in the car and we're heading out there, and and we end up here, and then I meet all my new friends here who are amazing, and end up at Singing Lodge and by this beautiful spot, and we're just like singing songs, and I've just got out this 10-day meditation retreat, and I'm basically like singing my favorite songs with like a whole full band and three backing singers, surrounded by a massive forest and a river going by, and I'm like freaking out, and everybody's like freaking on the music, and I'm like going, ah! I'm like, Jesus, John, how does this shit happen? I just like, they're like, oh, do you need a place to stay? I was like, yes, I do. Yeah, of course I do. Great.
And we just happened to be doing the radio show the next morning.
Yeah, and they were like, oh, you're coming on the radio. Oh, there's a radio show. Great. Yeah. Well, of course there is. You know, like.
There would have to be.
Like, whoever's writing this script, right on.
Yay.
Like, good job.
So this is a song that I wrote for my daughter. Wrote a book because I've basically just moved to Halifax because a couple of years ago I had, after the first time I went on a Vipassana retreat, which, by the way, if you keep on hearing this word Vipassana and you're listening to this and you don't know what it is, it's nothing weird or scary or odd or religious, no dogma. It's just a technique of meditation which is absolutely life-changing for me and has been for millions of people, and it's free, it's extraordinary, and it's just such a wonderful, wonderful thing, and so I feel so lucky to have been allowed to get into it and do it. So anyway, the first time I did it, it was so life-changing that 2 days after that, I ended up discovering I have an 8-year-old daughter in Halifax, Nova Scotia, and then I basically moved out there shortly after that to live there and be with her, and this is a little bit of that sort of story in song form. It's called Here to Stay. Dreamt you came to see me play sat in a chair around the corner. Thought I wouldn't see you looking at the mirror on the wall. Just like looking in a mirror, yeah, I understood with one look why you couldn't take your eyes off me and who you were. What was I supposed to do? Your mum said I was nothing to do with you. The dates always seem funny. Tonight I went online and yeah, it must be true. I saw me when I looked at you. I saw me in that photograph of you. Now I'm the king of the world. You are my little girl. Coming out, gonna be to stay. Gonna be here to stay. Need a map if I'm gonna find Halifax, Nova Scotia. When I'm ready, a bit of time to talk to Mum and Dad on Skype. And even though it's been a long time since I've seen your mother, got a feeling you're the best thing that could happen in my life. What was she supposed to do? She was just trying to protect you. But the dates are way too funny. Tonight I went online and yeah, it must be true. I saw me when I looked at you. I saw me in that photograph. I'm the king of the world. You are my little girl. Coming out, gonna be here to stay. Now I'm not messing around. Now I know that you're mine. I'm coming out, gonna be here to stay.
I saw me.
to stay. Now I'm standing in the darkness by a highway sending you love. Now I'm sat here in traffic on the way to catch a plane. Now I'm standing in a playground, the snow, it's all around us. You were looking back at me in exactly the same way. And I feel like the king of the world. You are my little girl. Come and I'm gonna be here to stay. I'm not messing around. Now I know that you're mine. I'm coming. I'm gonna be here to stay. Not messing around, yeah. Now I know that you're mine. I'm coming. I'm gonna be with love, an awesome prince comes to shove you off your plinth. Weren't thinking of it, but now guilty. Thoughts parade a life hope, belief dismay, which way to go? Ain't got no pockets, I'm not thrifty. We got each other, sister and brother. Don't need no other love to ease my soul. The lucky leaf falls, it comes to us all whole. It's the ground, you know, it's time to go. We got each other, sister and brother. Don't need no other love to ease my soul. All this fear you're so scared of. Cross that bridge and blow it up. Can't wait for D-Day, just to spy here. Spying this century's defeat comes now, we think that we're replete. I'm tired of missing, oh, I'm tired of missing. Just wanna be here. Yeah, we got each other, sister and brother. Don't need no other love to ease my soul. The lucky leaf falls, it comes to us all whole. Hits the ground, you know, it's time to go. We got each other,
sister and brother. Don't need no other love. Swirling circles made of hate will make you much, much, much too late. There's a party tonight, can't we? Walk down this street 10,000 strong, down to the sea of what goes wrong. Through in our love, through in our love, through in our love until it's our sea. Sister and brother, I don't need no other to ease my soul. We got each other, sister and brother, don't need no other to ease my soul. We got each other, sister and brother, don't need no
desire.
summer sunshine and warm weather. It actually is overgrown instantly once June comes. And then you think, wow, I'm living in a jungle here. If you walk along the edge of the riverbed, or you walk in the forest. So this song is dedicated to that. That elemental energy of the natural way of life. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Star Crystal Radio Hour is sponsored by Wiseways Herbals, distributed internationally, founded in 1988 by Miriam Massaro to create natural products for well-being. It celebrates over 26 years of producing quality handmade body care and medicinal products, including salves, women's health care specialties, Ashuna Pure Skin Care, body and chakra oils, creams, powders, bath crystals, hair and pet care. Wiseways Herbals blends organic and wild-gathered herbs, pure aromatherapy, essential oils, all mixed with love. Visit us at wiseways.com.
The This song is dedicated to Pele, the fire goddess of the Big Island of Hawaii. I had the pleasure of meeting her in person, oozing out of the cracks in the lava. Thank you.
Well, welcome back to the show. Gaia Star Crystal Radio Hour, the place I always knew I was going to end up at the beginning 20 years ago when I started being a musician. It was all going to end here. I'll play another song, which is called Teardrops and Pennies, which was actually the first song I played yesterday when I got to the Singing Lodge.
Singing Bridge Lodge. Yeah, Performing Arts Lodge in West Cummington.
Yeah.
That the angels brought you. Thank you.
Yeah, well, I heard that you said that you'd asked for the night before, you were having some sort of prayers you were putting out.
Yeah, we were praying for people to come and just be drawn to this new incredible place along the river and international musicians to appear.
Right. And there you go. I was drawn into your web inexorably. There's nothing I could do about it. Right. All right. So.
And that was like the second one. So.
Yeah.
Who's going to be there next time?
This song is very special to me because when I started meditating for the first time, which was, it took me ages to get to meditation. I guess some people, I met this guy the other day who was like 18 and he'd just done Vipassana, and I was like, wow, that's so amazing. I was 37 before I started doing, I pushed myself to, I've been doing my music for ages and ages and ages in a real sort of traditional sort of way of trying to get record deals and get famous, and into that idea in my head of, oh yeah, you know, this is my gift and what I'm meant to be doing is trying to help as many people as I can in the world with my music, so therefore I should try to get it out there and put all my efforts I can into, you know, committing my life completely to trying to make my music happen in some way. Mm-hmm. But that's such a fixed idea. It was basically my ego. It wasn't my ego in a bad way. It was just my ego being my ego. So I was having this very particular thought, like, this is the way. And it seemed like the most committed and expansive way I could do stuff. But actually, what I got taught by my pain from just having an attachment to that for so long, that eventually I got worn down and finally just surrendered to the journey. Mm-hmm. And then I just ended up a couple of weeks being taught this meditation technique by an acupuncturist. I started doing it for a couple of days. It was this Taoist chanting thing. And it completely changed my life. I mean, that's the easiest way to say it. It was just like, bang. I was like, oh my God. I was chanting this word, Zhuang, Jwong, which because it's not like one of those things where you get told this magic word or this secret word. It was just, he told me this word, Zhuang. And it's quite a funny story, actually, because, so he said, and he gave me this book, and he said, if you read this stuff out aloud to you, these are some divine downloads, and you say, you chant this word, Zhuang, and imagine a golden ball of light to two fingers below your belly button. And you do that an hour a day, then basically you'll center yourself more, and your thoughts are all your anxiety and stress and stuff is coming from your mind, and you'll ground yourself and you'll center yourself more. And so it sort of seemed to make sense to me. So I was like, okay, I'll give it a go. And I was living in Sydney at the time in this house that angels had chosen for me, because I'd asked them to, anyway, that's another story. Anyway, so I was there and I started doing it, and within two or three days of doing this thing, I felt amazing. And then I carried on doing it, and then suddenly I was giving up smoking, giving up drinking. I was running loads. I was feeling great. And I had this sort of realization that I was finally sort of fulfilling my potential. I was finally, rather than waiting to be somewhere, I finally felt like I was actually there. Mm-hmm. I'd actually arrived. And that feeling of being arrived in your life for the first time, and also in my body. I'd never really felt these sensations in my body before. I'd never even known all this stuff was going on until I sat there and chanted this thing. So anyway, so with that, a couple of weeks after the meditating, obviously it started its work of sort of grounding me in reality as opposed to all my thoughts and my ego. And I went on this road trip with a friend, and we were going to see this guy's a friend of mine called Una, who she wanted to go and see these two people that thought they were the reincarnation of Jesus Christ and Mary Magdalene. They were called AJ and Mary. and they were giving a talk in a town hall in a place called Mergen, and they were like this little sort of cult. Anyway, that's completely beside the point. The point is that we went on this road trip, we told each other our life stories, and on the way back I ended up saying, oh, well, I've always had this possible inkling that I have a daughter out there. I've seen this photo on Facebook and stuff, but the mother's always told me that I'm not the father, and, you know, there doesn't seem to be anything I can do, and she lives the other side of the world from me. And I thought, wow, one thing I've never actually done is actually just send a message of love or send a psychic prayer of love to her. You know, I could do that. So I stood by the side of the road on the way back into Sydney and sent this prayer out to my daughter, saying, like, you know, look, whatever happens, I love you, and, you know, whenever you need me, call me in, and I'll be there. And then the next day when I got up in the morning, I wrote this song, Teardrops and Pennies, and it ended up being the most powerful and strongest song I've had, you know, over the next couple of years, that then led me to my daughter. And it's not for her, it's not about her, but it's just actually more inspired by meditation and the sort of peace and stillness of meditation, but it's interestingly the way that these songs keep coming as these mm-hmm. sort of karmic gifts for as you progress down the journey. And it's, in case anybody likes any of the music, though, any of the songs I've been playing with this amazing, wonderful, wonderful band, so much fun. And Amanda, we've been waiting for you before playing any more of this. There's a free, my album is free to download. I know it's like this new world of everything's free to download. It kind of makes it, to me, and to my ears, it kind of makes it sound rather unattractive. It's like, oh, really? Well, I can't really be bothered. But to some people, I think it actually is kind of cool. So online, if you just Google my name, J-O-N-T, Jont, just Google that. My website will come up top, jontnet.com, J-O-N-T-N-E-T.com, jontnet.com. And pretty easy to find. It says, you know, my free album is free to download, click here. You basically just sign up to the mailing list and I send you my album for free. So
nice. That's wonderful.
And it's called Hello Halifax, and it was the first thing I made after getting to Halifax. Times have wondered where this path was. Thought that I should try to cast it out. Now I've found it, I just want to hold. taught me how to be where I am now.
Now,
right here in my soul, teardrops and pennies that fall. Why I can be so alone, not be lonely at all. Feed up my laid back creature, freed up the world's my teacher. We all live and die every day. We're gonna dance on the way, yeah. Right here in my soul, nothing bad here at all. They say time takes its toll. I'm paid, I'm ready to roll. Laid back creature, freed up in the world's my t-shirt. We all live and die every day. We're gonna dance on the way. We're gonna dance on the way. Now I've got. Finally not the dreamer, just the dream, just the dream. I will be you, and Miriam, you will be me.
Just the dream.
Just like we all are now. And always have been feeling right here in our soul. Teardrops and pennies that fall. Why I can be so alone, not be lonely at all. Feel my laid back creature, free up the world's my teacher. We all live and die every day. We're gonna dance on our way, right here in our soul. There's nothing bad here at all. I say time takes its toll. Well, I'm paid up and ready to roll. Laid back creature, freed up in the world's my t-shirt. We all live and die every day. We're gonna dance. Dance on the way. We're I spent so long waiting for something. Yeah, now I've found it. How do you think I feel?
Thank you for listening to the Gaia Star Crystal Radio Hour with your host Miriam Massaro, Robert Sherwood, and Tom Fair, as we take you on a musical, mystical journey, weaving pathways deep into your soul.